I want to thank everyone for joining, for coming out tonight. This is the first, and I'm looking forward to your feedback, but hopefully the first of a number of opportunities to get together for the younger crew to get together, to see each other, and to connect over words of Torah, hopefully, and hopefully to share ideas which will be useful ideas. For tonight, we're talking about parenting. And if there's more interest in 10-minute parenting from the parasha going forward, there are plenty of parashas coming up, and there are plenty of Motzei Shabbos. Whatever feedback you have in terms of content, in terms of format, in terms of delivery, in terms of timing, whatever it is, feel free to reach out to me directly. Feel free to reach out to Jonathan. Feedback is the only way that things improve, and feedback is the only way that we grow. So please keep it coming. And just in terms of what's going to happen over the next little while, I'd love to share an idea for the next 10 minutes or so. And then after that, the recording goes off and we're open to questions, however you want to submit questions, whether you want to call it out, whether you want to chat it out publicly, whether you want to just send me a private chat. If there's a question you want to share, you'd like to conversation about without being the obvious source of that, that is any and whatever makes you comfortable is great. I'm glad to stay on afterwards for as long as people want to schmooze in this forum. And obviously, this is just hopefully the beginning of a conversation. I think you all have my number. You can call, you can WhatsApp. If you want to set up a chance to Zoom, you and your spouse, whatever it is, just shoot me a call, shoot me a text. I'm more than glad to make that happen. Mir Hashem, soon we'll be back at some point. And hopefully soon, we will be back at some point, and hopefully soon, we'll be able to actually interact face-to-face. But even before we have that opportunity, we can at least have the mild face-to-face of Zoom, or by phone, whatever it is. But I would love to get together and to in whatever way possible, and to be in touch. Now, in terms of parenting from the Parsha, just even a cursory look at Tazria Metzora, there are so many points that jump to the eye. The notion of gratefulness, of Hodah, is something that the Sefer HaChinuch highlights. Obviously, you think about parenting. The Parsha opens with parenting, the Parsha of Yoledes. And the Sefer HaChinuch speaks about the idea of the Korban Yoledes as an opportunity to provide, to express gratitude to Ribbono Shalom. The notion of anava and gaiva, and balancing that in raising ourselves and raising someone else, is definitely something that gets expressed more than once, and maybe highlighted the most in terms of the tahara samatzora and the interaction of the eitz eres and the ezov, the strong and the tough, sort of balancing that with the soft and giving way. And there's plenty to talk about in terms of both of those topics, as well as many others. But for the next couple of minutes, I wanted to focus on what's perhaps the largest topic, the way Gemara, the famous Gemara in Erechin, understands that the root of Tzaras, which is the dominant theme in Tazria Metzora, the root of Tzaras is really about communication. And thinking about effective communication, ineffective communication, that is sort of like the overarching theme of Tazria Metzora. And there's a lot to talk about in terms of communication between parents and children. But actually what I talk about for the next couple of minutes is the root of that. The root of good parenting in many, many ways is the quality of communication between parents. If one has the schus, which not all of us share, not every parent has, but if one has the schus to be parenting together with one spouse, so good communication together with one spouse is often the shoresh that other goodness in the home will flow from. And that's actually, I was thinking about, should the Matzah Shabbos, is Parsha Tazria Metzora or is Parsha Achronos Kedoshim? Good communication is a topic that cuts across both parshios. And in fact, you know, as you look through, I've had the chance to learn with some Talmidim and YU over the last couple of months, opportunities on Friday mornings to jump into different places, different spots in the Rambam Sefer Hamada, the opening Sefer of his overall Mishnah Torah, one of the phenomena that you see, there are so many concepts that we think of as modern concepts, or contemporary, recent concepts, that the Rambam sees as mitzvah aseh, min ha-Torah, ancient, millennia-old, chiyuvim daraisa, to be found in Sefer Hamada. And one of them is, you'll find in the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, Halacha Tes, in Perek Vav Deos, rooted in Pesukim in Parashat Kedoshim. Perek Tes, Parashat Zayin, the Rambam sees communication, if something, communication as a concept in the Torah. It is a mitzvah, it both a mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo sasei, to communicate and to communicate well. And that's absolutely critical. Something's on my mind, I need to express it. And it's true both sort of generally and specifically. Generally, just making sure that there's time and place to communicate. Carving out the time to talk, for a husband and wife to carve out the time to talk, it is always critical. You know, I think for many of us when we were newlyweds, and someone had told us, you know, it's important to, dating doesn't stop when you get engaged, dating doesn't stop when you get married, and that's just the beginning of courtship. And we might have heard that, and either it's, yes, no, maybe, and maybe even stuck with it at the beginning when life was, we thought life was complicated. Looking back, life then was relatively simple. And as busy as it felt, it was, relatively speaking, not so busy. And then as Baruch Hashem, if one has a schus, that life gets busier with work, with family, and so on and so forth, whether it's painful busy or even good busy, time with the spouse often falls by the wayside because it's something that's really important but never urgent or rarely urgent. It's really important, but the sort of thing that could always wait till tomorrow, and with lots of things in life, the things that are important but not urgent often end up getting procrastinated indefinitely. But when they told you that, they were right, that dating your wife is much more important when you're married than beforehand. And they didn't mean it for when you were newlywed, they meant it for now. They meant it for when life is busy, to make sure to carve out the time to talk. To go out somewhere is great, but it's really about time and place to talk. And even if there's nowhere to go, I can tell you that the streets are always available. You don't have to be out between the hours of 12:30 and 1. For some of us, that works very well. I mean, 12:30 and 1 a.m. But to carve out time and place, or one or the other, to talk. Now, for some people, it may be during the day, depending on your kids' ages. If someone could be watching, if there's one older kid at home who can watch and you can get outside, sometimes it's going to be after, it's going to be a question not of place but of time, wait until everyone's asleep. And still, to have a place to get outside for a walk or whatever it is, or to have a makam yuch in the house, to sit down and talk, if not every night, but these days a couple nights a week. Under regular circumstances, a couple nights a week might be, you know, just hard to pull off. When life is stressful, and life is definitely more stressful now, in obvious and inobvious ways, and when there's, you know, the stress of everyone's home and trying to manage everyone's Zooming, and just sort of in the front of mind or back of mind, wondering about health, and maybe wondering about a parent or grandparent's health, or people we know, and just sort of like isolation does things to our heads, and being inside, cabin fever is a reality. You know, if the only fever at home is cabin fever, from a health perspective, that's very good, but that's still stressful. So we're all juggling even more stress than we normally have, and that stress exacerbates and magnifies whatever dynamics are already going on. So we all know it, but as Mesillas Ramchal points out in the opening of Mesillas Yesharim, often it's the things that we know that are the most useful and that we tend to forget the most. And that just chazering the things that we know and actually putting them into practice is often the best thing we could do for ourselves. So carving out time, and place, time or place or both, to talk with one's spouse is one of the greatest investments you can make. in your happiness and in your kids' happiness. Not only because you'll have a chance to actually get on the same page and figure out and talk about stuff going on with the kids. That's also true in the specific sense. And in the general sense, just, you know, the more you invest in your relationship, the better life will be in general, and the better you will be as parents in particular. Both because you're in a better place, because the kids sense that things are better. And look, if there are specific things that seem beyond the reach of just a conversation between the two of you, you can always reach out to myself, to Ari Neuberger. There are many people to whom you can reach out to talk things through. But communication is so important, specifically and generally. Specifically, I would say in terms of, this is something that the Rambam addresses. This is the aspect the Rambam addresses. I'm in Paragvav Hilchos Deis, based on Psukim and Kedoshim, and Paragvav Tes Pasuk Yizayin, as he understands, the Din D'Oraisa, that when something's on my mind, I'm upset about someone else. Someone else did something, didn't do something, as the case may be, and that's frustrating me, and that's irritating me. The multiple mitzvahs d'oraisa mandate that I either deal with it internally or that I communicate about. And Rambam says, look, and it's so funny because you expect to hear this advice only from a psychologist of the last 30 years, and you open up a Rambam, there it is. He said, look, sometimes there are things that, little things that just, you know, roll off. So if it just rolls off, it's totally fine. But if it's a sort of thing that doesn't just roll off, that it continues to be on my mind, whether because of the magnitude of the thing, like this is something big that's really bothersome, or it's not really so big, but it comes up all the time, so it just irritates, or just kachaza, just the way I am. I don't know, this thing just, you know, is it's not just rolling off. So the great advice, and a din d'oraisa, and a mitzvah d'oraisa, to have a conversation. It's not just with a spouse, it's with any person with whom I interact, but particularly with the spouse. Particularly the spouse because it's that much more critical, because we're in such close quarters and we need to work together, and because the benefits that will flow from talking things through instead of just sort of sweeping things under the rug, the benefits that will flow from enhancing my relationship with my spouse are far greater than the benefits that will flow from enhancing my relationship with anyone else. So just in the spirit of the opening paragraph of the Ramchal, a couple of things that are Dvarim Shutim, Dvarim Mefursamim, that are worth reviewing in terms of putting this Rambam into practice. Number one, 3 points about how to actually raise things. But first, a preliminary, which is choosing the right context. This is really a mission in Pirkei Avos. That you need to talk about things shelo b'shas maisa. We all know, but we need to remind ourselves practically. Is talking about something in the moment when it came up is rarely going to be actually effective. If I'm upset, so now I said it. But in terms of like improving how things are working, someone's doing something that's upsetting me. It could be that I'm doing something that's upsetting someone else. The only way to actually get change, which is what we want, and to get more on the same page and to enhance that prat and to enhance the relationship is to have a conversation shelo b'shas maisa. And we all know like talking about it when it's on the table is rarely good, both because when I'm emotional, when he or she is emotional, it's hard to have productive conversation when we're emotional. And because talking about something when it just came up tends to make people defensive. And, you know, in terms of actually improving something and getting real long-term results, when one is defensive, that's not the time to have an effective conversation. So if something's on my mind, so it behooves me to remember that later. Meaning, yeah, I remember when it comes up. You know, like that light outside my house that I only notice when I'm outside that I need to, on Shabbos, I notice I need to fix it. I never remember during the week. So once again, this Friday night, I noticed I have to fix the light. Okay. But so that's a light that's not the biggest deal. But in terms of Dvar Meshabeinu Leveinu, in terms of things between me and my spouse, so I need, if it's something I want to address, so number one, sort of the preliminary is picking the right time. mean, remembering to raise it when it's not omen al perek, when it's not on the table. Remembering to raise it when we're pretty calm in general, and remembering to raise it when it's not b'shas masa. And then I would say three things. That's the sort of saying, picking the right context, and three things in terms of how you actually raise things. Both in terms of making sure that no one's feeling defensive, or feeling, you know, on the receiving end of an attack, and in terms of actually effectively communicating. Number one, you always want to start with the positive in a genuine way. And number two, you don't want to throw in the kitchen sink. If there are a lot of things on my mind, different things irritate me, if once I mention one, I'm going to mention a whole slew, it just, there's no way that's going to be an effective conversation. And usually the most productive is to talk about, instead of being ad hominem, to talk about how it makes me feel. That's to say, saying you always do X, no one, it's probably not accurate, and it's definitely not effective. No one always does X, right? Or saying you are an X, you know, that's not really going to help change anything, nor is it going to get a productive conversation going. Many of us make that mistake sometimes, and so that's part of why you want to be shlo b'shas ma'isa, so you can actually plan. So you can plan for how you're opening positive. You're planning for the right time, when we're calm and we can talk. We're planning for how we're going to express things positively. We're planning for sort of like, what is that I want to raise? And not just sort of like everything. And planning for like how I want to say it. Like when you do X, it makes me feel Y. Is usually that XY framework is usually a more effective way to get things done. And that stereotype of like the stereotype of the elderly couple, and they're in the supermarket, and it seems like they're like yelling at each other over Narishkeit, right? Who we don't want to grow up to be. But that happens when like things never get spoken about, and just more irritants, build up and build up and build up. It's sort of like this balloon that can like filled. Finally, it's filled so much, stretched so much, the tiniest scratch, and everything explodes. The straw that breaks the camel's back. If stuff gets spoken about, there's open communication, so then you don't have this buildup of narishkeit. And then you don't have this buildup, of irritation, and then you can have rational, thoughtful, caring, positive conversations about stuff. And we're in a place where the stuff comes up, we can talk about it. We're not going to agree on everything. And we may sometimes do things that irritate the other person, or don't strike the other person as being the right way to handle, the right way to do. But if I was saying before, important but not urgent. Right? It's the sort of thing that could always, in the moment, it's often easier to just push things off and not address them. But in the long term, we're far better if we're talking about things. And now let me just to sort of revert back and wrap up. What we were talking about sort of like specific communication, like when something's on my mind, it needs to get addressed. And that's going to be, and we should be ready to talk about it. We should also be ready to be recipients of this sort of conversation, right? My spouse might have something on his or her or his mind that, okay, so he or she wants to say something, and I'm going to be open to hopefully it'll be presented in a way that's more inviting, and I'll respond, as best I can, and let's talk about it, and let's think about it. But to zoom out for a moment, communication isn't just about when stuff is on my mind. That definitely is a piece of it, and that's a critical piece of it. And it is, as I mentioned before, Rambam Perek Vav Deis is our mitzvah daraisa, Parshas Kedoshim, to talk about stuff. And ideally in the context of just positive communication also. That's sort of like it's the basis of everything. It's the basis for being able to talk about tough stuff is that overall we're just having a good time together. Not every time you get on a walk does it have to be heavy. You want to just have time with each other. I still remember when we were married maybe 2-3 years, we were away in a different state, actually staying at the home of Rav and Rebbetzin who were there. I remember she said to us, yeah, they were very busy in their position. And she said to us, they found a place like some quiet spot, like a picturesque quiet spot, like 20 minutes away from their home. So we go there like once or twice a month just to remember why we married each other. She at the time struck me sort of like a funny way to put it. And I'm not sure I would phrase it in quite as extreme a way. But there's a lot to be said for making sure that you just provide your relationship with your spouse. If I'm lucky enough, blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a spouse, to provide that relationship with the water and air and sunshine that it needs to keep thriving. You know, close with this. Aaron Feldman, now is the Rosh Yeshiva of Neri Yisrael, a couple decades ago, long before when he was still living in Eretz Yisrael, wrote a book, which some of you may have seen, on Shalom Bayis, called The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. A lot of fascinating insight. I have not seen a copy of it in a number of years, but one of the ideas that I saw many years ago that stuck with me, he writes that psychologists for decades have been doing happiness surveys. And they ask people, you know, what's the greatest source of happiness in your life? What's the greatest source of misery in your life? And he said, marriage consistently, over many years, marriage consistently topped both lists. Which means, so cynics might make cynical jokes. But why be cynical? Unnecessarily. What it means is, marriage can go either way. And it's not totally biadenu, but it is to a very great extent biadenu. To a very great extent, it's a question of, you know, how much do we invest, continue to invest on melus, in the quality of our marriage relationships. I think everyone on the call there you go. Everyone on the call is holding my learning in a substantive, serious way. So we all know that Valley River, the Cattle, and the Bird. There you go. Oh, there you go. There you go. Everyone here is holding seriously and learning. See, everyone knows there's nothing quite like the sweetness of the when it has a chance to learn seriously. It's a very unique sweetness, and it's extraordinary sweetness. At the same time, if I'm not amel in it, there's not going to be any sweetness. Amelus, if I never would have put in the amelus to get to the point where I'm at the level where I can enjoy learning, you know, then it's a chore. So like all the greatest joys in life, the pleasure of marriage requires amelus, and continuing the pleasure of marriage requires continuing amelus. And if I feel like maybe I have put in insufficient amelus lately, the last couple weeks, last couple months, last couple of years, whatever it is, it is never too late to start. Now is an amazing time to start. Over the course of the coming week of Parsha, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, that's one of the mitzvahs in the Parsha, is to invest in communication. To invest and at Avas Reim, and particularly the most important Reya of all. And as I said before, this is something that will have this sort of investment in carving out time to communicate in general, just positive communication, and from time to time when stuff comes up, to communicate about things that are on my mind, beino leveina, these are incredible investments in our own happiness and in the happiness of our children. And I'll close where I opened. I would love to take questions, and I would love to be in touch one-on-one as well.